Ladies, you'll probably already, in fact, you will already, can you hear me okay? Can everyone hear? You will be familiar with the scripture I would like to share with you tonight. You'll already be very familiar with it. And as I read it, I'd just like you to just take onto your hearts that it is wonderful to know that we, each one of us, members of Mother's Union and members of God's church here on earth, we are part of the one body of Christ, his church past, present and future. And we're part of that, each one of us individually, our Mother's Union branch, our church. Just as the body is comprised of many parts, so it is with the church and organisations within the church, such as Mother's Union. No one is more or less important in the eyes of God. And each and every one of us is equally important to the work of the church and to the work of Mother's Union. So each one of you here tonight, you're vital. You're needed. And what you bring to Mother's Union is needed. And what I'd like to just do now, if you want to, if your Bible's with you, or if you're happy just to listen, the reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 12. Okay. Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not be for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. Excuse me, just bear with me. I forgot to put my glasses on. Excuse me. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. This is the word of the Lord. Okay. And I'm just going to hand over to June, and she'll talk to you about Maloa.
Well, ladies, I think all that was very appropriate to what we're going to talk about this evening. Claire and I have been at a couple of sessions organised by Mother's Union England, Scotland and Wales and Ireland about Maloa. And Maloa, we've left a sheet on your chairs because you'll never remember all of the things we're going to say when you go home tonight. It tells you about the background to Maloa, and Maloa stands for Mother's Union Listening, Observing and Acting. The whole process began when all the dioceses in which Mother's Union works, we decided we needed to move into the 21st century, as we do in every organisation that we have, and to listen to each other as to how we might move forward to plan for our future together. And the three principles which the wise ones came up with were, and they underpin and guide this process about listening to God, to each other, to those on the margins of society, listen so that we can learn from others, and also, if required, we can create safe spaces for which people can feel that they can speak. Also, the next principle, the observing principle, is identifying and celebrating actually what we have, what we do, and how we can look to the future. And then acting, taking responsibility and moving forward, all the time thinking about what we're doing and how it will affect others and our organisation. And there are core principles through this as to who, what and how, and we'll be dealing with those this evening. You're not going to sit and listen to us all night, you're going to be working. Sorry about that. But we hope that you will enjoy what we ask you to do. And it will all be framed in Scripture. Claire has already spoken to you from God's Word on the principle of we're all part of one body, in Christ's body. We've had a wonderful hymn as well, which was very significant as to what we're talking about, Take My Life. And we also, before we go on any further, I want to just say to you that we're not doing anything that's very different. We want you to think, we want you to listen, we want you to observe, and the hope that you, in due course, will do some acting in terms of moving forward. I don't know how much any of you know about Mary Sumner, our founder. This year, our theme has been In Mary Sumner's Footsteps. And that's effectively what Mary Sumner did. Mary Sumner listened, observed what was going on around her, and acted. The only difference was that that was at the end of the 19th century, not in the early 21st century. But the principles are still the same. Mary Sumner was, I don't know how much you know, I could talk all night about Mary Sumner. Mary Sumner was a rector's wife from, well, originally in the Midlands, but eventually in Winchester. And she identified, after she'd had her own children and reared them in this lovely big rectory, she had, it's a wee bit bigger than the one you have across the road here, which is a lovely one. She identified when her daughter had her first child that there was a need, a real need in the parish for support for young mothers. So she did the unthinkable. She called people to the rectory for her to speak to them about and to listen to what their needs were. Now, she didn't speak to them at the beginning because she was so scared, because it wasn't done for rectors' wives really to speak, because the man of the household was the man who stood in the pulpit. But after a little while, she got more and more confidence in what she was doing, and she listened to the needs of those around her, and she took forward in her life the needs of those people in her parish and then in her diocese and wider afield, so that she actually formed the Mothers' Union as a union of mothers to listen to the needs of mothers and children and to support those in family life. I'll read you a little article. Mary Sumner's journey with Christ was seasoned with the gifts of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Wouldn't it be lovely if anybody said that about any of those about us? Her daily walk with Christ was a journey in which she truly rejoiced in the love and witness of our Lord, and where she strove to be the joyous example she wished her family and her friends to follow. In true pragmatic and realistic terms, she also recognised that within that journey lay the trust, dedication, determination and sense of purpose that it takes to walk in the footsteps of Christ. So there you are. And that's what we're asking you to think about tonight, what your sense of purpose is in walking with Christ in Mara Lynn.